Diamond from our New York studios. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You know, I've been sitting here thinking a year ago this week, I was out in Newtown covering Newtown, and it was one of the saddest stories that I've ever had to cover in my life. It has been 1 year since the horror of the Newtown shooting, where 20 children sadly lost their lives. A lot of people thought gun laws would change. They did. They expanded in spite of the president and the vice president's push to restrict assault weapons. Combined studies show that almost every state has enacted new gun laws. Nearly two-thirds of the new laws ease restrictions and expand the rights of gun owners. In an article, Slate.com asked the question, how many people have been killed by guns since Newtown? Their answer, more than 11,000. And while mass shootings tend to get everyone's attention, suicide, urban gun violence kill more people each year. The Centers for Disease Control reports that whites are far more likely to shoot themselves, while African Americans are far more likely to be shot by someone else, usually another African American. Most of those shooting and killing each other are black people between the ages of 20 and 24. Most of them are young men. The latest CDC study shows the leading cause of death among black teens ages 15 to 29 in 2009 was gun homicide. The same year, black males were 8 times more likely than white males to be killed by a gun. The rate of gun injuries was 10 times higher for black children and teens than it was for white children and teens. Black teens were 25 times more likely to be injured by a gun during assault than white teens. There is obviously a crisis of gun violence in the black community, and no one knows it better than Reverend Sam Saylor of Hartford, whose son was gunned down last year just before Newtown. The more he watched the nation cry for the Sandy Hook victims, the more frustrated he got because no one was crying for him or the thousands of dead young black men like his sons. But after meeting some of the Newtown parents, something clicked with him. Saylor says he realized, quote, Newtown is our town. That's his new chant. Newtown is our town. And he began his mission to get people to pay attention to urban shootings like they do mass shootings. There's been a lot of discussion this year about gun control and mental health. Gun control efforts so far have failed. On the anniversary of Newtown, the president and the vice president have pledged $100 million towards mental health issues. Are African Americans who perpetrate gun violence suffering from mental health issues? I don't know. But perhaps because of generations of poverty, neglect, racism, and plain ignorance, some are suffering from soul health issues and have become way too dismissive of the value of human life, and I'm not so sure there's enough money in the world to cure that.
1 week ago? Yeah. I mean, 1 year ago,
this week? 1 year ago this week on the 14th. I remember getting the news. At first, it was someone who went into the school, and they had the principal. Maybe the principal was shot. Maybe the principal was dead. That was it. And then 3 hours later after, I was the first one to report it on CNN.
And that snowballed.
That seemed like it was a year ago. It seemed sooner than that. Wow.
1 year. And I've never said this, but after that, you talk to any reporter who covered that story, mm-hmm. they'll tell you it changed their life. Every reporter says that changed my life. It changed my life. I never said this, but afterwards, I had to go to PTSD training.
Really?
PTSD counseling. Yeah, because you see little white caskets in the back of hearses while you're doing live reports. You see children when they go back to school for their first day, and you hear all the stories. It's like you go to a war zone, you expect a war zone, right? You don't go to, you know, a town that's bucolic that looks like it should be in the Christmas storybook and hear stories of 20 kids dying. It's your mind can't wrap itself around it. Yeah. Just days before Christmas. It was Christmas. It was unbelievable. I couldn't wait to get out of that town. You know, 20 kids die. That's a lot of kids, but thousands of kids every year die. And this guy, Reverend Saylor, is right. We should be, you know, mourning those kids. We should hear about those kids as much as we hear about Newtown.
Right.
Absolutely right. Thank you, Don Lemon, making them think every Tuesday and Thursday on the TJMS.